Welcome to STEM Spots, a weekly science review produced in cooperation with the Missouri State University Department of Physics, Astronomy, and Materials Science.
Hi, this is Dave Cornielsen, and you are listening to STEM Spots. And with me in the studio today is Dr. Doug Carroll. He's the director of the Cooperative Engineering Program at Missouri State University. Thanks for stopping by, Doug.
Thank you, Dave.
So in that title, director of the Cooperative Engineering Program at Missouri State University, tell us a little bit about what cooperative means.
This is a joint effort between two universities, Missouri State University and Missouri S&T in Rolla, and we're offering two engineering programs here in Springfield, civil and electrical engineering.
So talk a little bit more about the programs, just basically what that means, civil engineering and electrical engineering.
Civil engineers typically work on large public work projects. They design buildings and bridges. They do a lot of geotechnical work associated with highways and other projects. They do water treatment and wastewater treatment, and they also do a lot of flood controls and designing the dams and levees and the systems that help us control flooding. Electrical engineers, probably the biggest job around Springfield here is they work in electric power and making sure that we have the electricity we need. But there's also a lot of jobs in manufacturing where they're automating the assembly line or designing circuit boards and electronic controls. And even a few jobs where we're using the fields and waves for telecommunications type work.
So talk a little bit about who's eligible for the program.
Well, for the last 9 years, so ever since the program began, you had to graduate from a high school in Southwest Missouri in order to be eligible for the program. But just recently, and for this coming spring semester, we're going to open the enrollment to everyone. So anyone who is admitted to Missouri State University is eligible for the program.
And do you expect, presumably, that's going to change things a little bit in, down there in your building?
I think our enrollment will go up quite a bit because we've had a lot of interest from people, especially in St. Louis and Kansas City, but also from people out of state and a few international students. So I think our enrollment will go up.
Now, students come here, and when you talk to them about engineering, they have an idea in their head about what that means. And it's not just an education, but it's an opportunity. So tell me something about what your students go on to do, some examples or where they might end up, what they might end up doing, whom they might work for.
Well, most of our students, of course, have been from Southwest Missouri, and so most of them have stayed here in Southwest Missouri after they've graduated. They work at consulting firms doing engineering work. They work at MoDOT and City Utilities and Associated Electric. And just if anyone in the Springfield area who hires engineers, they've probably hired one of our graduates.
Right. If they were to go outside, they might do what? You said they might end up in semiconductors. It's possible. Where would they go if that were true?
Well, I mean, the larger cities have more opportunities for manufacturing. And so really any large city, St. Louis or Kansas City or Dallas, and we've had students go to those places. You know, you can do so many different things with engineering.
And the job opportunity is presumably pretty good. I mean, they end up with a starting salary that's certainly probably in the middle class range somewhere.
Yeah. Our average for civil engineers is usually in the 50s, and our average for electrical engineers has been in the 60s as far as starting salaries right after graduation. Right. And nearly all have had a job, if not right at graduation, shortly thereafter.
Now, I forgot to ask you, talk a little bit about your faculty. Your faculty are not, since you're a cooperative program, your faculty are not one flavor, so to speak.
Right. This is a joint effort between the two universities. So we have faculty who work both for Missouri State University and other faculty who work for Missouri S&T in Rolla. And I'm, as the program director, I work for Missouri S&T. But we all work together and you know, we're a team. We're offering the program. It's no real distinction as far as who's teaching the classes or who does what. We're just trying to get everything done.
And some of the classes would be Missouri State classes, most of the gen ed and the prerequisites and things like that. And then the engineering courses per se would be S&T specific courses. Is that right?
Right. It's about half and half. Missouri State offers about half of the courses, which is the math and physics and chemistry and English and history and economics and all of the other humanity and social science type classes. And Missouri S&T offers the engineering classes.
Great. Well, Doug, thanks for coming by and telling us about this great program. I know people will be excited that it's open to everyone now. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, thank you very much for having me, Dave.
And once again, this is Dave Cornelison for STEM Spots signing off.
STEM Spots is available online at ksmu.org.